previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
And this is the highlight of the show for me. I get to say hello to your favorite and mine. Don't tell the other members of the team. Lee Duchu, you've tested positive for COVID. The first thing everyone wants to know, aside from sending you plenty of messages wishing you the best, is how are you feeling?
Well, I'm feeling okay, strangely enough. I feel like I should be feeling worse, but I'm really feeling okay. I tell you, the worst of what I'm feeling is actual annoyance that it had to be me.
Yeah. Yeah, listen, it's almost a year ago, almost to the day, it was me. You know, I tell you, it's so interesting when you do test positive, when you are sick. Look, I was pretty, my symptoms are heavy from day one. Bang, heavy stuff, you know.
Yeah.
The body aches, and I was like, I couldn't move, and it was like the worst flu ever kind of vibe. So I was really feeling it. But the worst things were worries about things like, who have I been in contact with? Have I infected anyone else? And then things like, how bad will this get? Is this, you know?
Well, that's exactly what I experienced. My aunt asked me yesterday, where on earth did you get this? And I was thinking, shall I give you the GPS coordinates that you next? Like, I mean, I don't know. I have no clue. And I had no symptoms. What happened with me was on Sunday, we were having breakfast. And for the first time in a long time, I took a sip of cream soda. And then I noticed that I couldn't taste anything.
Sure.
And I mean, cream soda has got a very distinct, very sweet, and it's got that distinct cream soda flavor. And I couldn't taste anything. It felt as though I was drinking water.
Sure.
And I just in the circle, I was like, dude, I can't taste anything. And we kind of gave each other that side eye, like, the road has got you.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, can I bring my perfume? Let me just see if I can smell my perfume. And I put some on my hand, on my wrist, and I took a whiff, couldn't smell a thing. And I said to the Sejo, come and smell this. And he said, I can smell it from where I'm sitting.
Sure.
And that was it. I mean, I had a little congestion, which I still have now. I feel a little bit like sinusy. But that was the extent of my symptoms. But, I mean, the clear no smell, no taste for me was that, you know, reason enough for me to go and get tested. So I went, I messaged the guys on Sunday. I said to them, listen, this is what I'm experiencing. I'm going to go and have a test on Monday, so I'm not going to come into the show. And I went down to the labs, went and got a test done. And yeah, and then I got the results in the afternoon.
Yeah,
and I've obviously got hold of management immediately.
Right. And the responsible thing, as quickly as possible. And that's the thing I feel like we all need to bear in mind. Don't be, if you start getting even the slightest of symptoms, don't be blasé about it and go, well, I'll see how this goes and then go and test. But the thing I wanted to go back to, which have you seen those conspiracy theory movies where the guy's got a whole wall with pictures and articles and red threads linking them?
Calculations.
You go through that in your mind going, where could I possibly have picked this up? Did I touch this? Did I go? And back in the day, I mean, mine was still just after the very hard lockdown where I'd lived like an absolute hermit, you know, so it was like that. I had limited options. Things hadn't opened up. So your brain must be frazzled, you know, thinking about where could it have come from. But that's the thing I think that we need to just be refreshed in, is that it could literally be anywhere at any time from anyone, which is not to instill fear, but just to say, is it still necessary? We're all tired of the masks and the sanitizing and the whatever. You know, we've got that fatigue for the consistent application of these measures, but we shouldn't have. Because, I mean, you live carefully and still manage to pick up.
In fact, on Sunday, the moment I noticed that I didn't have any sort of taste or smell, all three of us in the house put our masks on and we isolated that night.
Right.
So, I mean, poor old Lisejo slept in the lounge and I slept in the room and Ella was in her room. And we isolated since Sunday up until this point.
And they've got no symptoms?
They've got no symptoms at the moment. But, you know, as soon as they go for their test, which should be, I think they're going to go this afternoon, then we'll know.
Right. Well, look, the number one thing that I'm happy about is, you know, that you are on breakfast. It's Roland and Lee today. There's no Wayne and Charlie T. You know, so I'm working still. I'm working on what I need to find to bribe producer Korn to join me at least one of the days. But I mean, you know, he also deserves a little bit of rest. But do you know what I could bribe him with?
I think perhaps, yeah, what you can bribe him with, you unfortunately can't get your hands on at the moment.
Oh, I see. I see. I see. Chocolate liqueurs. I see. Okay. Now, you know, clear and message understood. But look.
Roland, yeah. You know what has been like a mission for me is all the rata that are coming through.
Yes.
Yes. I'm just taking my meds now before speaking to you. I took my vitamins and my meds and so on. But good grief. I've received rata, left, right, and center, from turmeric to antihistamines to anti-inflammatories to breathing exercises to sleeping poses. And I think at some point last night, I was doing the downward dog to try and keep my lungs open. You know, everyone is sending all sorts of different things to do.
Yes.
Things to drink and meds to take. And I'm like, that's what's making my head spin.
I hear you. And one thing I do want to address, for anyone who gets COVID, I don't know about you, but for me, the biggest thing was the emotional trauma of wondering how bad can this get. I saw an interview with Pink. She had it. And she said when she was lying down at night, she got a little stab in her chest. And with all the people and all the scared talk and everything, she says she remembers thinking, after all the crazy stuff and the stunts I've pulled and the stuff I've done and the rock star lifestyle I've lived, this stab in my chest right now with COVID lying in my bed, this is how I go? This is how I go? And, you know, those thoughts can hit you. So I think it's important what you said. If someone you know has COVID, don't bombard them with all sorts of stuff. I don't know how you feel. And then secondly, there's an abundance of weird information. You know, I think stick to the real stuff from the medical people. You know?
Yeah. Well, let me tell you just a parting shot. The craziest story, just kind of indication of the crazy times that we're living in. So my doctor is consulting with me telephonically and virtually from her own COVID bed.
Oi! 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 So not only does your poor...
swapping war stories, her and I, because she's also got COVID.
So not only does your poor doctor with COVID have to work and consult with you, but you with COVID have to work and still be on a breakfast show. Thank you so much for doing so. And the others who are isolated, they get to sleep late. This is not a fair world, Lee.
Thank me for this holiday, Roland.
They'll never hear the end of it, nor should they. Lee Duchu, thank you for being the star of today's breakfast show. And there are a plethora of messages that have come through. We literally don't have time to read as many as they've come through on Telegram. Wishing you all the best in terms of rest and recovery. And I'm joining you, and I'm sure the rest of Algoa country, I'm joining them and the rest of Algoa country in wishing you all the best during this time. I hope it stays mild and you get better and you feel better soon.
Thanks, Roland, and thanks for holding down the fort. You're doing an amazing job. I've been listening. You've been great. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Best part of the whole show, Lee Duchu on Algoa FM Breakfast this morning.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.